To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan, live today at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite, right off the service road. Swing on by. They're doing a Toys for Tots drive. Bring an unwrapped toy by here. We'd love that. We have Tolo back window decals for you. Colby ordered pizza. I mean, it's a Friday party here. Be better if the Cowboys had won, but they didn't. The good news is they ain't done yet. I saw a KT tweet. If the Eagles lose on Monday and the Cowboys win out, there's about a 50% chance.
You're damn right.
About 50% chance.
We want some more. We want some more. We want some more.
Bring it on, Vikings. That'll be Sunday Night Football in about 9 days. Here's Wolchuk with your daily football fix.
All right, let's do it. Let's get to the fix after we debut this new intro.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side.
Left side.
Wrong side.
Left side.
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Thank you very much, Jacob Ray. Excellent work there, sir. We have George Pickens. He is clapping back at one Richard Sherman. Now, Richard Sherman, guys, at one point, really, really good corner, right? Mm-hmm. Really good. Was part of the Legion of Boom. Then he went to San Francisco. Did have an all-pro campaign there with the 49ers. Some might have forgotten it. Well, here was Sherm last night, Amazon Prime, ripping up on our guy GP3.
The big story here is George Pickens. George Pickens throughout the game, especially late in the game, just looked uninterested in playing football. You know, and that's what you can't have. If you're going to be a superstar, if you want to be the best receiver in the National Football League, you can never be disengaged. It doesn't matter if the game's going your way or not going your way. You can't just disappear in these games or else you're not going to have impact. And just right here, cruising routes. You're the guy. You're the guy. CeeDee Lamb is not in this game. He's out, and you get intercepted on your slant routes, and you can't be the guy and half-ass it. I'm sorry, that's just, you can't, it's unacceptable, and if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're looking at him and you're looking to pay him big-time receiver money, $40 million, you got to look at this tape and say, hey, is this a guy we can trust paying $40 million to show up regardless of circumstance? And I don't know.
Did he get benched last night? Did they take him out for a series?
They took him out for a series.
That Flannoy series, that comeback, right? When they hit the 47-yarder to Flannoy, and we thought he did.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what Shoddy says today about it in his teleconference.
Yeah, and apparently he's 30 minutes late. Nick Harris just hit me up, so we might have to bump Nick a segment. He's going to keep us updated on that, but Shoddy not on time.
Okay.
Maybe he's talking to George. Who knows?
I respect that corner.
Richard Sherman?
Yeah. But this reminds me so much of what happens on the national level when covering football teams. You talk about something that you probably should watch. Hmm. You know, if you really, really, I told people that, listen, there's one team in the NFL you got to know about if you're in this business.
It's the Cowboys.
It's the Cowboys. Whatever you have to do to watch the Cowboys tape, watch the Cowboys read up, follow on Twitter, whatever you do, just to be a more knowledgeable, to be able to talk about it. If you watch all the tape of George Pickens, it's how he runs routes.
Yeah.
He's not the most intense route runner there is.
We were giving him credit a couple of weeks ago for pacing his routes and looking nonchalant and then quickly bursting off of it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the Lions did a nice job against him. But to me, to go after him that way, and yeah, does it look bad? Yeah, it looks bad. But that's how he plays. That's if you watch him play, that's the kind of the routes
it's week
that he
in,
runs.
Week out. Yeah,
it just happened to get highlighted in a game that with that magnitude. But now it's like that's kind of how he plays, And now everybody's like up in arms. Oh, what a poor effort!
Well, he plays that way, but he makes plays, right?
Yeah.
Last night he didn't make the plays.
He didn't make the plays. That's
going to happen. You know, guys are going to have games where they only have 35 yards.
It's
or
a
something.
Shame because they should have wore that secondary.
Absolutely
out.
Missed opportunity.
That was a big missed opportunity.
George responded via Instagram to Richard Sherman. He said, "Quote: This is a team game. Laugh my ass off. I'm not the only one on the team. Stop becoming an analyst and talking about one player when he playing a team game." Lots of has to go right for explosive plays. And it's funny, because I thought former players would know that. Richard P.A. Sherman, who, by the way, ain't without the Legion of Boom. We all remember San Francisco, brother. Much love. Don't speak on me unless you know the game of football as a former player, not a bleep-writing fan-slash-analyst. That act like double team is not a thing or certain bracket coverages don't exist, knowing you played ball would show me you a leech weirdo. Now, Twitter, eat this up. Clouded. That was his response.
Man, that's an ultimate clapback
right there.
He wants Pickens Richard Sherman, hey, don't just call me out. Call the rest of my teammates out because we all suck tonight.
We all stunk.
Sure the locker room appreciates that.
Yep, everybody did. But Lamb and Flannoy were pretty damn good yesterday.
Lamb was awesome.
I mean, Lamb could have had a record for most yards. I mean, he might have challenged Calvin Johnson's record in his own building.
Yeah, I'm just glad he's okay, man. That was a scary one.
That was scary, dude.
Now, Richard Sherman did take to Twitter. Somebody said, hey, someone might want to tell Pickens that Sherm wasn't all pro for the Niners. Sherm said, kid hasn't done enough to merit a response from me. I'm on my third.
He's number one in a ton of stats.
I was working on my third consecutive first team all pro and second Super Bowl appearance at the same point in my career. LOL, I made an all pro team in Super Bowl in San Francisco, but that's the fall off for me.
It's unfortunate.
Clap back,
I do
sure.
wish players would respect that media is about, you know, having opinions and having banter and reacting and at times overreacting. Just let us do our thing. You do yours. You know,
yeah.
Works out better that way.
Well, the bad news for the Lions. We mentioned this at the top of
they
the show.
They lost their safety.
Brian Branch suffering that torn Achilles. And that's going to be a mess. I mean, they're already on their third safety with Avante Maddox. As soon as Maddox came into the game, I looked over at Brian. I'm like, that dude is poo cheese. I mean, they destroyed him with the Eagles.
I know.
Destroyed him. I'm thinking, I'm licking my chops. I'm like, this is going to be amazing. Well, unfortunately.
Never can have it that good with this
didn't work
team.
Out. Yeah. Did not work out. Just when you think they've turned the corner, they remind you, ha, 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 you're a Cowboys fan. Prepare for heartbreak. Jaden Daniels is going to play this week. They're taking on the Vikings. So get ready. We're going to be paying attention to this. You can kind of scout out the Vikings against Jaden Daniels. And the one good thing about this is that means he's going to be playing against the Eagles.
We hope.
Unless he gets banged up again.
Yeah, don't even say it. Yeah. Don't take it back.
Okay, I take it back.
Take it back.
I never said it.
Thank you. Kyler Murray. Odds are he's not going to play again this year for Arizona. I don't think he's ever playing again for Arizona.
It is a big number next year. All of his guaranteed money is like done. $36 million for next year.
I think it's done.
There's one more year left on it.
Yeah, Coach said, Coach Gannon, who might not be back there next year either, Kyler will not return this season, had some tests out of state, foot not progressing. I don't know where either of them are going to be. I'm sure there's a team that'll give Kyler a chance, but his career is certainly in limbo right now. Team doesn't want it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's got to be a half dozen teams or so that would love the chance at starting something with Kyler Murray or at least a bridge quarterback to a young guy.
Bring him in. All right, Darius Slay. Oh, this is a weird story. He was kind of prepping. He was.
They're mad at him
oh,
at Buffalo
ticked.
Right
oh,
now.
They're ticked,
they
right?
lost a player.
Did he want to go to Philly?
I think he wanted to go to Philly, and Philly did put in a claim for him, but the problem was Bills were ahead of the Eagles in the claim order. Bills put the claim in. Well, here was Darius Slay chatting with Emmanuel Acho on their podcast, and this is why he's not feeling Buffalo.
The thing is, that is just the fact that I just got out of Pittsburgh. I don't feel like packing up, moving again. I'm like, bro, I'm 13 years in. Like, I done did it. Now, they would have caught me about 28, 29.
Yeah.
I might, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because That's a top organization, man. Yeah. They got a lot of great things going. They be winning. They go to the playoff. They got a franchise quarterback. So it wasn't a bad fit. They just caught me at a bad time, honestly.
Gotcha. You know, that's good. That's well, you know, said. What I'm saying? That's well said.
They not catch me at a bad time. You know, I told them, you know, I talked to them. You know, it was just like a little neutral talk. But I said, man, you know, hey, man, I'm 34, man. I'm saying, I know y'all be watching tape, but I'm trying to relax with my family and kids. Yeah. I ain't feel like packing up, moving. And then on top of that, no offense to Buffalo, it's cold as hell.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. It's so cold in Buffalo right now.
Yeah, and it is.
I mean, just retire if you want to be with your family and stuff. Well,
that's what's happening. The Bills are placing veteran cornerback Darius Slay on the reserve/did-not-report list after he refused to show up to Buffalo upon being claimed. They're retaining his rights. So it looks like he's not going to be playing football right now.
I think Buffalo had to put a player on waivers.
And Sean McDermott took to the media today and was livid.
Not happy.
No.
Like he but, you know, he had to put the kid out. They had to make a roster move, and he lost the kid, and he's not getting anything for it. Hmm. You know, and that's disappointing.
They actually just claimed Darnell Savage, who's on, his third or fourth team this year?
Yeah, that would be, the Commanders, right?
Yeah, he was with the Commanders. I think he started this with the Jags this year. Mm-hmm. And then you with the Gang of Seven, because Cowboy fans were like, oh, our safeties are so bad. But there's a lot going on there with Darnell Savage. But yeah, he was angry about losing Jamarcus Ingram, was Sean McDermott. So now Ingram's gone. He was claimed by another team. Slay's not reporting, so they've pivoted to Darnell Savage. So that's where they're looking at right now there in Buffalo. Other things among the football fix. Top duos in the NFL. Well, this was ranked, and I don't think it's a surprise at running back. It's the two guys you played last night, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery.
Sure.
They didn't want to tackle Montgomery either.
Who would? No. My gosh, are you kidding me? That guy is a fit to tackle, but Jahmyr Gibbs is just an absolute monster. Wide receiver, all right? Day after, emotions are high. It's still CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, right?
100%. Yeah,
for the record,
duo in the league.
I'm still paying George.
Are you?
Yes.
Full allotment.
Yes. I know what's to be expected with George Pickens. Now, I can go ahead and I can try and put stipulations in the contract like I think any other team in the NFL would also do that talks about, hey, playing time, incentives, yada, yada. Protect yourself in any way you can. You know the George Pickens experiment. You know he's a guy that's not always going to be on time. But the talent to me, and I'm used to, we grew up in the diva wide receiver era. It was T.O. It was Randy Moss. It was Chad Johnson. If you had a wide receiver that was Larry Fitzgerald-like that did not speak, it was very rare. I'm used to this with my receivers. Okay?
Comes with the territory.
I don't really care. If he's going out there and balling out like he's done for 12 out of 13 games, 13 out of 14 games, sign me up for that. Because him and CeeDee Lamb can be unbleeping guardable. So maybe this does reduce the price a little bit, but I ain't pivoting after one bad game. I'm not going to be the hypocrite. I defended CeeDee after the Eagles game. I'm defending George here. It was a bad night, and you know George is going to have these moments. It comes with the territory, but he's so good. The talent, to me, too good to pass up. They've given plenty of bad contracts out.
Thank you.
Plenty of bad ones. Yeah. I'll deal with George Pickens.
You know, everybody's got something. Like, some players can't stay healthy. Some players get fat, you know, ask Nico. everybody's got something. And if your something isn't your talent, you know, I would say you look at it that way. Like, you got to deal with a guy that's a little bit late in one in every 10 or 12 games. Maybe he's going to lose focus with you and end up with a performance that number one wide receivers end up with all the time. Now, maybe theirs is because they're not tall, right? They're not strong. They can't catch the ball, right? Every wide receiver is going to struggle a couple of times a season because of something. Mm-hmm. I'll take the guy who at 24 years old maybe isn't the most locked in.
100%.
Yeah.
And, 214, thank you. Can I give myself a pat on the back for
black? Ryan, on the black?
The black pat. Mm-hmm. Ryan Flannoy.
That body hair.
Yeah, absolutely. You deserve it. I thought that was going to be your take. They're going to be like, we don't need George Pickens because my guy Flannoy.
I'm envisioning three receivers that are just so freaking amazing you can't cover them, right?
I mean, it is notable once again that the offense didn't miss much of a beat when Lamb was out. Like, the law of diminishing return at number one wide receiver is a real thing. You know, so, but shoot, I want it all at this point. I'm greedy. I hope Jerry's feeling the same way coming up on his 84th birthday. Let's just go ahead and make sure we have everything plus some. You need linebacker, you need tackle, you need corner. Anything else we need to add to that?
Safety. Safety is a glaring weakness.
Yeah.
Absolutely glaring. Last thing here in the fix, Roger Goodell. They might be looking to add a second Black Friday game. I mean, they're loving these ratings. They're like, gosh, Thanksgiving was
patting themselves on the black.
It's what you got to do, man. And so now, Black Friday, boom. Expect another game added next year. Pastry Chef Eric in the building.
We're getting closer and closer.
Still repping the star.
To my dream of a rotating and floating schedule. You get somewhere between six and 8 days off. We're going to play NFL football every night of the week.
I'm in on
it. I know
it.
You love it.
Hey, let's float Nick Harris to the 40.
Okay.
Since Shoddy's been late.
Okay, I'm going to give you some more Cowboys playoff picture, though. I teased you with that KT tweet. Mm-hmm. Eagles lose, you win out 50%. What are some of the other scenarios? We'll take a look at Cowboys Twitter top tweets going viral about the Cowboys loss, and we'll get Nick Harris coming up at 4:40 here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Fan. Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live today at one of our favorite locations, Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. It's right off 30 here at the service road. Everybody knows and loves Colby Tolbert, one of the most passionate and committed, loyal Tolos out there. Happens to be a business owner here, Tolbert Garage Door. They got a boxing bell over here. Apparently, every now and then they cut loose and have some boxing events right here in our broadcast position between employees.
Oh.
You know, whether it's just for recreation or maybe there's a score to settle.
Can you just challenge somebody?
I don't know. Maybe I have to ask Colby about that a little bit later on.
Just go ahead and challenge.
You ready to challenge Wolchuk?
No.
And his big ass?
And his big ass?
My big ass.
I wanted to challenge you earlier when you said I was delusional for thinking the Cowboys could beat the Lions if they lined back up tonight. Hey, Branch is out. Got to like your chance a little bit more.
Yeah.
I just think they made so many mistakes last night that they wouldn't make
they
it again.
Did.
It just wasn't their night.
They made a lot of mistakes.
But
I think like 3 years ago, if I said that, you and I would have got at it. But like right now, you're kind of gotten used to like me saying stuff.
I love
like
it. Now I'm trying to make you more ornery.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, dude, when Ornery Brada shows up, then we're in for one. It's almost as good as Mardi Gras Bradas. Okay, segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. You know, the other thing that you could be thinking as a delusional homer right now is – this thing ain't over, right? 9% chance. But as I told you at the top of the hour there, our old buddy KT posted last night that if Philly loses on Monday to the Chargers, and again, Jalen Carter is out with a double shoulder situation, the Cowboys would win out. There's about a 50% chance you still get in, according to the computer that he's running over there at The Athletic. I think KT does a podcast with The Athletic or something. But if you look at the opponent's schedules, this is still very much in play just because of how nasty the Eagles' schedule is, and then the wild card schedules are even tougher than the Eagles. But the Eagles can only win two more games. They get the Chargers, L, Raiders, automatic win. So they're going to be sitting there at what, 9-5 after these next couple of weeks. Commanders twice, and then the Bills. You're going to lose two of those games. Could they lose one to the Commanders and finish the season 10-7? They absolutely could.
Yeah,
you know, and I think Cowboys, Their toughest game remaining is the Chargers at home, and maybe that's the one where it's all going to come undone here. And maybe last night was so disappointing when it came to pass protection, pass rush, and coverage and special teams that you want to just throw it all away right now. And I get it, but there's not a great NFL team out there right now. Like, every single one of these contenders has fatal flaws that I think their fan base would think, well, shoot, there's no way we can win the Super Bowl with this thing wrong with us. But, you know, so it just kind of applies to the league that we're in right now. So I'm going to hold that if the Cowboys make the playoffs, they're still as dangerous as anybody in the NFC, even considering what happened last night. What else do you have? You have the Lions. Check this out. Rams, Steelers, Vikings, Bears. They're 8-5. They could easily split those and end up with, you know, 10 wins. So
could the Bears be in a situation where they don't play anybody because they're resting?
Well, they're going to have to beat the Packers. I don't think so.
For a final game?
I think a lot of teams are playing week 18.
They've got two games left with Green Bay, and they're, like, jockeying for the division right now.
Right.
So they'll probably be in, like, a have-to-have-it. I would think a have-to-have-it kind of game.
Yeah, the Packers get the Bears twice, the Broncos, the Ravens, and the Vikings. They could finish 1-4 down the stretch here. Green Bay could end up with 9 wins.
That'd be amazing for the draft pick and everything. That's kind of the perfect situation.
Best case scenario right there. But if you get to 10 wins, any other 10-win team you're going to beat because they're going to be 10-7, you're going to be 10-6-1.
Right.
So get to 10 wins, and I think one way or another this thing would fall through for you, whether it's the Lions, the Packers, or the Eagles themselves. Dak Prescott last night said the guys are peed off right now. I don't think this is any deflated moment like our hands are up. We're done. Absolutely not, he said. I think you're going to get a team that's pissed off, and I hope it does. And
wish that it played like that last night.
And we use that as fuel. You think you can be too fired up sometimes? You know, too focused? You know, I don't know exactly how you explain what happened last night. I think you get a number of Detroit, bad bounces, the turnovers.
Yeah, I think Detroit was just better. Me personally.
Yeah, Detroit
Detroit, you know.
They got outplayed and outcoached.
Yeah, for sure.
Coach Schottenheimer has no comments, no concerns that the loss will deflate the team from what they've accomplished in the three previous games. Special group of guys, they're not going to let that happen. We'll pick ourselves up and get back to work.
Detroit's a team that picks themselves up after a loss.
Yeah, they've won, I think, 15 in a row now.
Yeah, how about that?
And they haven't lost back-to-back games in, like, 3 seasons.
Right.
Was that the stat that Sham had last night for
it's,
you guys?
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's done that since Tom Brady's Patriots were at the peak of their run. Let me see. I was gonna do something there, but we'll move on here. What'd you think about the fourth down decision to kick the field goal there?
I didn't like it. I mean, I thought the way that he handled the entire clock there was poor because you didn't have Dan Campbell call a timeout until he officially had sent out the field goal unit. So if he just
are you talking about before half?
Yeah, fourth and four. Yeah.
At the end.
Oh, at the end. Yeah, that one.
Oh, both of them. I mean, I thought you should have been a little bit more aggressive at that point. I didn't think field goals were going to be winning you the football game.
I think the math said at the end of half you shouldn't have gone for it.
It was kind of a coin flip.
A coin flip.
Yeah, it was. So it wasn't necessarily about the decision to kick it per se, but the execution of it, the way Walchuk just mentioned it there, instead of showing your hand so quickly and running out the field goal unit, that is what made Campbell go ahead and call that timeout. If you come up to the line of scrimmage and you give it a look like you're going to be going for it, you're probably able to burn more time off the clock and not give them enough time to go down what they did rather easily and go get the three back. But the one at the end of the game, that one was a surefire. You should have gone for it. You shouldn't have kicked the field goal.
Yeah, because I felt like best case scenario, especially with how the special teams were playing and your defense couldn't get a stop from about mid-second quarter, was just we got to try to hold them to a field goal.
Yeah.
And once you're down 17 or down 7 and now it can become 10 quite easily, I felt like that was the risk that that you needed to take. I did watch the Utah tackle last night, and I think he would step in and be as good as Terrence Steele in the run game.
You know, there's two Utah tackles.
There are two.
The right tackle. Yeah,
I watched the first one on Dane's list.
He's
number
a
nine.
Plug and play immediate starter.
Now, What do you guys think when you see a tackle that doesn't have great violence or strong hands? Like, he's getting it done in pass protection with his feet and his size and his quickness. Like, the dude moves like a tight end. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he glides. His footwork's incredible. You do see him get some push in the running game, but he's not the mauler like a Cooper Beebe was. Yeah. But I think at tackle, and Brian, you've talked about this. I think this might be the reason why, and maybe you've like changed your view of it. I don't think at tackle you're needed that. I think you want the better athlete. I want the footwork there. I want my bullies to be my center and guard. And at tackle, I need the athlete that has the ability to just stay in front of these really talented freak show edges. But he does show the ability to get some movement in the running game.
I was just thinking about how Clayton Adams and Connor Riley have talked about, we want people movers. And this guy is not going to get his hands on you and be like, get over here.
Yeah, he's not throwing people around.
No.
But they obviously need athletic offensive linemen to help with their pulling and they're getting to the second level, and Fanu is going to do all of that plus some immediately.
He's a super clean player.
And he's been playing right tackle. So his freshman year he played some left tackle, but he's been playing right tackle the last couple of years, and I don't think he's given up a sack this year.
I don't think so
either. You'll watch his pass pro and you'll be like, well, that one's close. He's barely staying in front of the guy, but he hasn't given up anything all year long. So I would think that going into next year, your offensive line is close, but that's a fatal flaw. Like, the Lions don't have a good pass rush, and they were making yours look like Swiss cheese last night.
Yeah, that was maybe the biggest disappointment of the night for me. Like, I was not expecting Dak to be under that much pressure all night.
That was definitely surprising, and you serve you up a heaping helping of humble pie if you believed in the Cowboys. I know those cynical Cowboys fans out there are all laughing at us today, like, ha ha ha, same old Cowboys. They won three in a row, and you guys got carried away, and I did. And I think they're onto something special. I think Shoddy's hitting all the right notes. We'll just have to see how aggressive they are. I can't wait till this season's over. I wanted to ask Steven about it today, but how much more aggressive are you going to be in the 2026 free agency than you've been in recent seasons?
I think, and I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, far more aggressive than we've ever seen him. I think Jerry's age is having something to do with this. I think they're going to look at this. They're going to try and maximize what they have with the coach. They probably feel pretty good about what he's been able to do the first year. They're going to try. Dak has been very, very positive through 14 games this season. Get him healthy. Keep playing that way. The young offensive line probably going to get better. They got some young defense guys. I could see them being very, very aggressive in this thing. I don't think they want to go into the draft having to take those two first-round picks and have to say, we have to draft this. I think Zach and I were talking about this last night. You'd love to have the flexibility to take one of those picks and move it back if you wanted to pick up some day two picks.
Okay.
But if you did something in free agency, it would give you that opportunity to be able to have that flexibility. You don't want to go in there and say, okay, we got to take these two picks, and we got to pick a safety, and we got to pick an edge or whatever, vice versa, which you probably would do, but at least you'd want flexibility, I think.
All righty.
I think they're going to be aggressive. I really do. Because
would you give up your 2-1s for Myles Garrett if he's available?
Absolutely, I would.
Would you, Wolchuk?
I think so, absolutely, yeah.
They're talking about him still being available.
Yeah.
I looked at 35 guys, and I can't find
– there's not a dominant edge unless it's Arvell Reese.
Yeah, unless it's Reese, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Bailey from Texas Tech, Howell from Texas A&M.
T.J. Parker Clemson.
Falk from Auburn. They've all got holes. But to me, I don't think I could pick two players with those picks better than
Garrett
myself.
My cleats would be super fun.
I mean, could you imagine him and Quinnen Williams on the same D-line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be unreal.
That'd be awesome.
I wonder if they have the appetite for something like that. And his contract now undervalued, So it's going to be a bargain for whoever trades for him. You're going to be able to, save money compared to the market value. You might be looking at a guy coming off a 25 sack season.
Did he just resign? Did he go new?
Yeah, he did a little extension, but now
it's in relation to defensive players. It's kind of
with Micah's
Micah
deal.
Just got more.
Did I miss something?
Hey, Cross. Was it T.J. Watt?
Hutchinson?
Aiden Hutchinson got more. Yep, that's what it was.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door here in Mesquite. I believe Nick's going to join us next. Nick Harris, Star Telegram.
I believe
we're talking football.
I'm praying that he does.
All right, and that is next year on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.